I'm with Susan Brown in Claret's Sandwich Bar, and claret is the word in Burnley. Everything is claret. I've just been past a fence painted claret and a van painted claret. And Susan, how are people feeling about the amazing success of the team?
They're very happy. It puts a smile on people's face. It makes people happy.
And does it make them want to eat sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. Very much, yeah. I'm so busy this season. It's unbelievable.
It's made a real difference.
It's made a real difference. Just two home matches, and it's made the biggest difference. You can't believe it. You know, nobody's got any money, and everybody's just feeling down, and just the success is just unbelievable. You can't believe it.
Is there any, like, special Burnley sandwich?
I do a BFC special.
A BFC?
Oh, but it... from Claret's. Two bacon, two sausage, two eggs on a big tea kit. BFC, Butter Farm Claret's.
Very good. Sorry, I just ambushed a mum and a lad outside the ground. So how are you feeling about all this?
Fantastic.
Has it been like that during your lifetime?
No, never.
It goes back to 1960 was the last time they were really in the news.
33 years ago. Yeah.
And is this your son here?
It is, yes.
Did you think this would ever happen?
No.
What was the kind of... you beat Manchester United, didn't you, last week? Was that a moment of special happiness?
Yeah.
Like Wembley all over again, weren't it? Just part. We live just next door to the ground.
Oh dear!
So our house is like party house every match game now.
Is your house painted claret?
No, we have the big flagpole outside with the flag on.
Is yours the one with the flag on?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you get that from the little shop at the end of the thing?
Yes, good.
And has it more widely? Has it kind of given the whole town a lift?
Yes. Everybody, our work in town. Everybody who comes in is talking about it. Everybody's just absolutely buzzing about it.
Because it is. I mean, it's a big enough town, but it's quite a small sort of place, I guess, where people know one another and recognise one another.
Yeah, most people know everybody, but you see faces you've never ever seen now. There's just, like, people queuing all over the show and you've never ever seen them in your life.
We're just going to go along to Burnley Miners Club to see what people think there. Excuse me, could I just ask you, you're playing a different game, playing snooker, but how do you feel about what's going off with the Clarets?
I think it's the best thing that's happened for years and years at Burnley. We've had a recession since 1975.
Is this the first thing to give a lift, or have there been other things that, you know...
I think this is about the first thing that's given a lift for
that important.
A few years, yeah.
Was it a especially sweet moment last week when you beat Manchester?
Yeah. And Everton. And Chelsea this Saturday.
It'd be great if you do that. How have they done it? I mean, it's... You know, it's a small town relative to Manchester and certainly to London, and yet it's assembled this really good team. What's the secret? How have they done it?
Owen Coyle. He turned Celtic down, stopping here. So we're proud of him.
Your friend over there who was playing snooker was just saying it's really given the whole town a lift, is that
right?
Oh,
yeah, it is. It's given us a boost.
It's really been a boost for the town, and particularly a boost for the pubs and clubs in this area.
And was it a boost Burnley needed? I mean, has the town been particularly badly hit by recession, and I suppose before that by the loss of big industries in this part of the world?
Yeah, it's been on the downward trend for quite a while, and it were a real boost when Burnley got promoted. A bit unexpected, but it's lifted everybody. It really has. It's been a real boost for the economy. In the cotton industry, Burnley were the biggest weaving cotton industry in the world at one time, but that went away when India come online with the manufacturing of cotton and what have you. And the coal industry has been run down now from round about the late 40s, and unfortunately it finally shut down in the 70s, so there are no coal mines in Burnley whatsoever, and there used to be probably about 50 mines around Burnley. It is a nice place to come to, and it's just unfortunate when it's depicted on the TV, it's always the slum areas that's depicted.
Yes, yes.
And there's some lovely parts in Burnley,